Who was your first love?
First love? Wow, that's getting pretty personal. Well, let's see. Her name was Edna, and her last name was Whitney, and we were friends at Jefferson High School. And would you believe that that same lady and I have been married for 63 years? I hope that's the right number, because if it's not, Edna will give me the Dickens. I only worked at the shipyard for, well, I guess it was, 7 or 8 months, because when my then-girlfriend Edna took off for Oregon State, I joined the Marines. Yeah, we kept in touch, and I was gone a total of 3 years. We corresponded and were married shortly after I got out of the Marine Corps. And in fact, you know, I was just a freshman at U of O when we got married. That was the style in those days, was to get married and go to school on the GI Bill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had nothing. You know, I had come from a very modest background, and as had Edna, and she was going to school for a year, and then she'd take off and work at the shipyards for a year and get enough money to go back to school. Mm-hmm. You know, it was kind of touch and go for her. And but, you know, we were just talking the other day, that was one of the fine times in our lives, was when we were, you know, getting this great education, and all these people our same age, more or less in the same circumstances, you know, going to school and having a lot of fun in the process. And, you know, we didn't have anything, but we had a lot of fun.
Do you remember the day your first child was born?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. We were at the University of Oregon after World War II, and I was studying architecture, and it was exam week. We didn't plan this child very well, and I had an exam, and in those days, when you took your wife to the hospital, you were not allowed to stay with her while she gave birth to this baby. Now, they have birthing rooms, and the family's there, and everybody gets to participate, which is really nice, but the hospital in Eugene, Oregon, I delivered Edna to the nuns there at Sacred Heart Hospital, and they said, well, goodbye, we'll call you when the baby comes. So I didn't hear from them, so I went and took my exam in the morning, and I went by the hospital to see what had happened, and here we had this beautiful little girl named Rebecca.